Hey, welcome into I'll Just Get a Burger, a journey to healthy living. I'm one of your co-hosts, Brad.
And I'm your other co-host, Kara.
And we made it to week two, where we went through our second week on this journey. Made it through week two. Yes, not two week two. But no, we made it through week two of our journey to just bettering ourselves, I guess we could say.
Mm-hmm. And overall, I think it was fine. There wasn't any huge standout thing. There wasn't any awful thing. I know we ate out twice.
We did. We did Chipotle because they now have whole 30 bowls that you can get.
And those are pretty good.
They're pretty, yeah, they're pretty tasty. I mean,
they're fine. It was a good flavor and plenty of food.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then we did Five Guys.
Because in true Brad fashion, you know what sounds really good to me?
A burger.
I really want a burger.
And I read up that they don't put anything in their patties. So they also have burger bowls. If people didn't know, you can get a burger in a bowl. So you just get your burger patty and you add whatever topping. So I just did like lettuce, tomato.
And I just had a burger patty.
With mustard.
And yellow mustard. It was very exciting for me. But it was nice to know we could find two places that were relatively fast that our kids would also eat, because that's how we ended up having to eat out, is there were
basketball games.
And where we live and where the games are, it was just not possible for us to go home and come back.
Yeah, but it worked out and we didn't have to. And no, planning is a heavy piece in this. So I think week two, I mean, it definitely wasn't nearly as hard as the first week.
But
you're just kind of in a breeze now.
Be honest with what happened at Five Guys.
Oh, with what happened at Five Guys. My son, he just likes getting just a sandwich with bacon. So bread and bacon. And they made an incorrectly for him. So I had to go get him a new one, and there was bacon there, and without even instinct or anything else, I didn't even think about it. I just picked up bacon and ate it.
And then he walked back to the table. He's like, I just screwed myself. It's like, what did you do? He's
one little
like,
piece of bacon.
Like, I ate a piece of bacon. I was like, I don't think the world is going to stop turning because you ate a piece of uncompliant bacon.
But it was in my mind that, oh, I ate something I'm not supposed to. Unlike before where...
Whatever. There's a whole extra bacon sandwich here. We can't let that go to waste.
Exactly.
I know whenever it comes to the eating piece, that didn't really seem quite as hard. Although, definitely by the end of this week again, I was a little bored with what's happening. I think we do well on the weekends, and I plan well, and I cook well, and then it goes fizzle.
Well, I think it's because during the week, we're like, we'll just get salad stuff for the week. And by midweek, we're like, can we have something else?
It's like, I'm over the salad thing.
Because we just buy, like, yeah, that same thing for lunch, and it gets kind of old.
I discovered that I'm allergic to something, but I don't know what it is, because I made a romaine wrap-up with just romaine and turkey and a cucumber and a little piece of turkey bacon, which, by the way, if you haven't had the Applegate Farms turkey bacon, it is fantastic.
It is really good.
Really good. And then I think it must be the Tessa Mays ranch dressing that, because all of a sudden I broke out in hives, and there's nothing in what I just ate that should make me break out in hives.
Yeah, and I don't know everything that's in the dressing. I know.
I didn't even look at it.
But I remember you sending me a message that day, and I was like, what? What did you have? And you were like, vegetables.
Same thing as always.
Same thing I had yesterday, I think.
We also went to the movies, and that was kind of fun.
And we brought our own snacks.
Yes. We sliced up oranges and put those in a little baggie.
We did.
And I took one of the RX bars, the chocolate sea salt one, and I cut it up into little bitty bite-sized pieces. I didn't even make it through all of my snacks for the movie.
You didn't. And we brought our own water bottles, so it was, because, you know, it's always tempting to be like, I want popcorn and candy.
Oh, it smelled so good.
It did, but we made it through. You don't have to have snacks to go to the movies. I think that's the biggest, like I said last time, biggest piece for me is I like to snack, so it's just hard to say, I don't have to have a snack. Am I hungry? Do I need to eat?
I know my exercise got derailed this week. What about yours?
Mine, I think it was another up and down week. Like I went strong and then I think I'm having some foot issues so that I need to get figured out.
To people.
Because I went solid, it was 3 days in a row. And then there was a day I'm just like, I told you that I think I need to go to a doctor because my foot is really hurting like it did the previous week why I took time off. Mm. So I'm going to have to go see what's going on. I don't know if I pushed myself too far or what it was.
I was all set. And then I was sitting keeping the scorebook at my kids' basketball game and doing absolutely nothing. My entire back went out and I couldn't move. And so that's kind of been my state for the last several days, just a whole lot of rollerballing and trying to work out wherever and whatever the kinks are.
Tennis ball. I will tell you one thing. This has nothing to do with a health journey or anything. A tennis ball and a massage is like amazing. You just roll a tennis ball like on whatever muscle, back, legs, mm-hmm. muscles, like in a circular motion around. And it does wonders.
It does. Best thing I learned from birthing class. Kind of the only thing I learned in birthing class, if I'm going to be honest.
So what would you say a win for this week was, or something that you thought was a very big positive?
Wow. A really big positive this week that we stuck with the program pretty much. I mean, despite things getting busy, because I think that yes. was the hardest part is that school was back in full swing.
Back into school, back into basketball. We have swimming. We have all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm.
And me, like I'm getting ready to have probably what's going to be one of the biggest challenges, but we'll talk about that in a minute. But just sticking with it, you know, the kids eating what they're going to eat and then me and you doing something different. I made a buffalo chicken thing this week. That was good because we were to the point of, hey, we want something different.
Well, I think we wanted something a little spicy too.
Yeah. Well, it was football day. So he was craving football snacks. So I was like, well, here's a buffalo chicken. And the dish itself was pretty good.
Yeah.
It had a cream sauce that you made with it that obviously didn't have any cream in it, but it was made out of cashews. And I was hesitant as to what that would do, but it was okay.
It was good. It was yeah. really good. Didn't we end up missing one piece of the dish?
Oh, yeah, because I bought it. Again, I don't eat squash, people. Not my thing. It said it was a spaghetti squash in the bin. It was not. It was a butternut squash. Yes. And so I got it home. I'm roasting it. I'm like, this doesn't look right. And Brad's sitting there looking at me. He goes, I just want to understand how you're going to make that look like spaghetti like you did last time. I was like, It's not supposed to look like this. It's like, this is not a spaghetti squash. Then I looked at the receipt and it was not. It was a butternut squash.
A little mushier. But the buffalo chicken was really tasty. I think, I agree. A win is that we've made it through a second week and we are sticking to it. I haven't said from my, you know, my bacon bite. I haven't, like, there hasn't been a slip up. Like, I look at labels before I eat something or try to figure out what's in it before I eat something. With something I've never done before, ever.
He really hasn't. Like, I don't understand how that works, but he really doesn't.
Although I did the other day before you came home, you were like, I'm heading home. You need anything? And I was like, bring me a Coke. You were like, no.
Keep dreaming, friend. What about you?
Just I made it through. I mean, I got back on the good exercise and walking until my foot again. But honestly, for me, I am surprised that I have lasted through 2 weeks and not completely been like, oh, come on, we can just go to Graders. It's just one day, or it's fine. We're at the movies. Let's just get a popcorn kind of thing. Like, I haven't done any of that aside from the bring me a Coke, but I knew you'd say no. So,
which is true. He asked me to bring him a Coke pretty frequently.
Yeah. But yeah, I know you've said it. You're surprised with
I am. I'm proud of him. because this is really not normal.
And I'm feeling better. I feel like anybody, they have their moments where they go through days where they're, you know, tired, sluggish, whatever, but it's not like it used to be. I don't have those really like, oh my gosh, I'm just dragging because I'm not just eating a bunch of crap.
That's good. I will say, I think the things that have been hardest again is once again, just the planning piece with everything getting busy and being away from home for so long. But that's something we got to figure out, because I mean, that is kind of life and it'll be fine.
We just need to get into that rhythm of, we know what our weeks are going to look like. Here's what we need to do.
I think something that we both need to work on for the next week is, yes, we're eating good food and we're eating the right kinds of food, but working on portion control. I'll use your lunch today. You had some cashews.
Yes.
You probably had 3 servings of cashews. Whereas a serving size is 15 cashews, you probably had 45 there.
No.
Yes. And then towards the end of this week, we got a little reliant on potatoes because I made a couple recipes.
We did.
And they were recipes that called for them. By the way, if you ever see one that says like an Alfredo recipe made with almond milk, it was awful. Just say no. So bad. Zero flavor. Nothing could be done to save it.
Absolutely no flavor at all.
So awful. But that was with the potatoes as well.
Yeah, we did have a lot of potato dishes. And even breakfast, usually there tends to, at least for me, a lot of potatoes. And even, I think towards the end of this week, I was like, nah, I don't want a potato.
I really wanted to weigh myself this week.
Oh, I have too.
I really wanted to. So like, I'm feeling good. But then I have to admit, yesterday I pulled out a pair of pants. I was like, oh, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, these have been a little tight lately. Yeah, they were still tight. I was kind of bummed.
So what's something that was kind of a downer for the week or didn't pan out like you wanted besides the Alfredo recipe? Or that didn't work, or you were like, oh, this was a struggle.
I can't really think of one.
Yeah, I didn't have any huge struggles really, like that I was like, oh, this sucks. I wish we weren't on this.
Mm-mm, I was fine. Though, I mean, really the biggest thing for me was throwing my back out and then feeling very just out of it and knowing that, okay, walking is fine. I should go walk. I need to walk. It'll help loosen things up. But that I couldn't really exercise just because motion hurt.
Yeah. And I know, don't they say that day, is it 10, is usually 10, 11 is the hardest?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't find it that hard. Like, I think we were just so busy that it just didn't.
It didn't seem like that big a deal.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I'm not going to think about it. Like, yeah, okay.
I will say next week, start week 3 tomorrow. And I think we have 2 rather challenging things coming up.
Correct.
For me, I am traveling for work. And with what I do, the meals that I will have zero control over. They have already been preset. And while they will look at dietary needs, I'm pretty sure that that's not going to be like, oh, gluten-free and soy-free and sugar-free and the, like, there's not going to be much there. So I'm going to be relying on hopefully the fruit from breakfast. I'm assuming maybe there'll be a salad or at least something. Hopefully. But the thing is, I can't specify how I want meat cooked or how I want vegetables cooked or anything like that, because once again, it's just all pre-done. You can't
say, hey, don't put this in your seasoning or anything like that.
Right. So I have my... I'm sure TSA is going to be like, why are you bringing all this food? Where are you going? So I have like all my little baggies of celery and little things of almond butter that I will use as a meal substitute.
So you report back next time on how it was doing this traveling.
Absolutely.
And going to, you know, all these various things where it's pre-planned food and stuff that they give you. So we'll see how tough it is.
Hopefully it'll be fine.
Besides that, is there anything for the upcoming week that you're... Oh, we had the other... You said 2 things.
Mm-hmm.
One was the travel.
Mm-hmm.
The other we have company coming into town this weekend, which, I mean, they're family that, I mean, they tend to try to eat better anyway. So I don't see a huge struggle in it, but
I don't either. I think the bigger struggle is going to be making sure we remain compliant.
Yes.
While still letting, because their little kids are going to come hang out with her, while still like being okay with, sure, guys, everybody can go get ice cream. And no, yeah, we're not going to have any. Or exactly. I know that one of them always likes something sweet for breakfast. So this morning I made the boys cinnamon rolls. And let me tell you, the smell of that all morning, I so wanted to eat a cinnamon roll.
I agree.
and just little things like that. I think it'll be fine. Send me good vibes for the travel piece. I think it'll be fine. I'm only going to be there for like 36 hours. I can find smart water in the airport and coffee. I can always drink coffee. So I think it'll be okay.
And Chipotle. A lot of places have Chipotle. If you just find one of those.
I am going to be on a college campus. There's probably going to be a Chipotle there.
Something like that around.
Mm-hmm. We shall see.
You know, we love, like we said last time, mm-hmm. enjoy the messages and the encouragement and everything else that we're getting from people. And you can follow along on our journey on Twitter and Instagram at I'll Get a Burger. And then you can also email us at illgetaburger@gmail.com. I know Kara will be Instagramming her travels with the difficulties of doing this and being out. So, you know, follow along on the journey. We love hearing from everybody, and let us know any to-go things or travel tips you might have if you've done something like this.
That'd be really handy.
But I think that will wrap up another check-in on this journey, and we will be back next week for week 3 to see how it went.
Bye.